This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about ways to be happier. This week we are celebrating our 400th episode. Unbelievable. I have a big announcement. Plus, we will be sharing comments from listeners about what ideas, solutions, hacks have made the biggest difference to them over our 400 episodes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, the five senses, human nature. I'm in New York City in my little home office, and joining me today from LA is my sister Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, I am so excited to be sharing this milestone with you.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And yes, Scratch, happy 400. I cannot believe it.
I know. It feels like forever and yesterday that we started, as with so many
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
Well, before we get into sharing all the ideas that we got from listeners, which has been so much fun to go back down memory lane of all of our previous episodes, I want to announce that I did a big website redesign.
Yeah, and Gretchen, I have been looking at it, of course, and I love it. And I love the photos, which you took in Kansas City, a lot of them. So, of course, I'm enjoying seeing Mom and Dad's apartment.
Yeah.
In Kansas City. It's so fun.
Yeah. I worked with Global Prairie, which is this fantastic company that's based in Kansas City. We didn't pick them thinking like, oh, Kansas City, but it just worked out that way. But of course, that was so fun to be working with a great Kansas City company. The kind of picture that you see when you first come to the site, that's in our parents' bedroom. So, you know, I volunteered Mom and Dad. I was like, I think you could be a good backdrop. And they're like, okay. They were very game about that. I'm really excited about this site because I think it's going to be really much easier for people to navigate. We did a huge amount of rethinking of how to organize things. So if you go to the Explore button, there are hubs to get you started on the huge topics like habits and happiness. If you want to go deeper into the subtopics like relationships, you can go there. If you want to search by category like articles or podcasts, you can search that way. Accessibility, it's much more accessible, which was something that's really important to me, but you kind of have to get into the guts of everything to do that. And so I'm really excited about that. And this is really important for podcast listeners. Okay, Elizabeth, we talk about resources so often, but I have to admit that if you've tried to get in there and get a resource, sometimes it can be a little bit confusing. So now it's much more straightforward how to get a resource.
Okay.
The episode notes are going to be easier to find. The YouTube videos are embedded if you want to look at the YouTube video. Transcripts coming soon. That's another accessibility thing I'm really excited about. We're still getting that set up. That's coming. Yeah, so it's been exciting.
That's amazing, Gretch. Congratulations. I know you have been laboring over this for months, so congratulations.
Yes, and my whole team has done an amazing job and worked tirelessly to get it done, which I so appreciate. So thanks to everyone on the team. But I also want to tell people, go look at it in my name, the logo of my name, there is a hidden image. Because you know my five senses, one of my things is to look for what's overlooked. That's one of the exercises in sight. So there's something that's very easy to overlook there. But if you look carefully, you will see a nod to happiness in a visual way.
Okay.
I will say no more.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that as soon as we're done recording. I love that kind of thing.
Yeah. So go look for that. And if you can't find it, maybe remind me, Alyssa, then I'll announce it next episode in case anybody's confounded. And it's like, I can't see the arrow in the FedEx logo, or where's the Hershey's Kiss in the Hershey's Kisses logo? It's like, it's there. Keep looking.
Okay, Gretz, should we jump into our 400th?
Yes. Now, we heard from so many people, and there were many repeats, which is interesting to see that some clearly hit people hard. So we can only do a handful because we got so many. But yeah, it's so fun to see these. Let's jump in.
All right. This comes from Jennifer. The tip that has most stuck for me was from the very early episodes of your podcast, Family Email Updates. I'm an only child and talk to my mom each day, but had never been particularly close to my in-laws. I decided to float the idea to my mother-in-law and sister-in-law to do email updates, especially since we all live in different states. Lo and behold, they accepted, and we have been emailing daily for several years now. Whoa. It is a low investment, high yield to-do item that has certainly kept us much more in each other's orbits than we were before.
Wow, daily.
Family update, very popular.
Yes, well, we heard from many people about family updates, which, by the way, that was our mother's idea. We heard from another listener, Jacinta, who had a different twist on it. She wrote, "By far the most impactful thing I've taken from your podcast is my weekly habit of writing a newsletter. Hearing the idea appealed to my love of literature. When I was young, I envied the March sisters, their Pickwick portfolio, and later learned that even Virginia Woolf had a family paper. And then, unwittingly, your show gave me the loveliest suggestion, the unfancy permission to be boring update. And guess what? Since 2016, I've been sitting down on Sunday mornings writing out our family's weekly. I love writing it. I take note of things our kids say. I give updates on things that happen in our lives. And one year, I even gathered all the weeklies into a document and published it through Lulu. This newsletter doesn't just benefit me. It's our family's history. We refer to it, and it's kind of nice to pause and remember week to week all that gets done, all that happens." So this is a beautiful family keepsake.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. Gretchen, we heard from Lauren, who her favorites were two very practical things. One is that if you're trying to forcefully open something, pause for a second because there is probably a logical way to open it.
Yeah.
I remember that discussion.
Yeah.
And two, and I try to do this, whenever you leave a restaurant, taxi, etc., always look behind at your seat to see if you've left anything. She says, "This has saved me so many umbrellas/scarves over the years." Of course, phones as well. You know, we often leave our phones.
Yeah. Every time you don't do it, you regret it. So it's a great thing. And another on the subject of keeping track of lost items, Amanda wrote, "The hack I most often think about is that if you cannot find something, it's worth looking for it again very close to where it should be. It works surprisingly often. Close second is to look an extra time behind when leaving somewhere and then to bring one thing with me." So yeah, this is the idea that if you thought you left something somewhere, sometimes we sort of panic and don't really look carefully, like in a backpack or on a chair. And then when you look carefully, there it is. I find it too. It's surprisingly often that it works. Yeah.
Yeah. Just happened to me the other day. I don't remember what I was looking for, but I said, let me just go back and look there again. And of course, there it was. Oh, there the remote control, which is a common item.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And this next one comes from Vicky. This is one of my favorite too. She says, "I feel like the idea that has made a real difference for me is don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I say this phrase to myself all the time and to others when the opportune moment arises. I feel like it has made me less neurotic and uptight. For example, if I plan a garden for 2 hours on the weekend and I only get an hour and a half done, I think, that's okay. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Whereas before, I would have stressed myself out making sure I got those 2 hours done, even if it was to the detriment of other things / the rest of my day."
No, I think about it all the time, too. It's very helpful. So you don't knock yourself out if you can't do something. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly is the other way I sometimes phrase it to myself.
Yes.
Jennifer said, "I learned about an app called TouchNote on your podcast. This app allows me to take photos from my phone and print them into postcards that are then mailed to your designated recipient. My grandmother is 95 years old and has no interest in owning a smartphone. This app allows me to keep in touch with her and send her pictures of my family. She loves getting her postcards in the mail and enthusiastically thanks me every time I see her. This has been such a blessing for me and my grandmother.
It's such a beautiful use of technology.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is technology, it can...
can cut both ways.
Technology cuts both ways, yes, yes. It can make life more difficult, but it can make life more beautiful as well.
Nicole says, just went back and did a deep dive on your earlier podcast and listened to episode 90 on the Essential 7. I think that episode encompasses so much about your podcast. It's spot on and will always be relevant. Kind of forms a great theme for yearly goals, aka 22 and 2022. We'll definitely use it for next year's list.
Well, see, this was great to hear about. I was so happy to hear that the Essential 7 resonated, but I've actually expanded it now into being the Vital 9 because I realized I hadn't quite thought of everything. So now the Vital 9, which we talked about in episode 354, is energy, productivity, relationships, recharging, order, purpose, mindful consumption, mindful investment, and creativity. Mm. And if you look in the Happier app, you'll see that those are like the 9 aims that are kind of used there. But it was really great to hear that Nicole found these so helpful and that also she was using them in her 22 for 22 because pretty soon, Elizabeth, it's going to be time for us to review our list and get ready for 23. It's hard to believe. I feel like we just started that list. But
I know. I love the phrase mindful investment.
Yes. So that's saving, supporting, experiencing.
Love it. Coming up, Rebecca's favorite takeaway came from, I think, Rich, our very first episode. But first, this break.
We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This idea was suggested by Rebecca. And I have to say, Elizabeth, we talked about this way in the beginning. And this is like of all the ideas that I ever talk to people about, this is something that comes up over and over is something that people are like, this transformed my life. And you're like, how is that possible? But it does seem to be something that really works. Rebecca wrote, my biggest takeaway, which I absolutely love, is that if it can be done in less than a minute, do it right away. I use this in my personal life, in my work life, and I share it with my counseling clients. For some reason, this one-minute rule, for a lot of people, it just ends up making a huge difference. So
game
just
changer.
1 minute at a time.
Tina said, in an episode a few years ago, you suggested setting up a regular phone call with a friend, and I did that. I set up a call with a close high school friend who no longer lives in the same state. We talk every Sunday at 3. It was one of the best things I've ever done in my entire life. That friendship sustained me through the pandemic when I lost my job and going through a tough time. And vice versa, I've been able to provide support for my friend in her times of need as well.
Oh, that's so lovely.
It's all about relationships and connections, right, Gretch? It comes down to that. So whatever we do to enhance that tends to really boost happiness.
Yes. And another thing we talk about is that frequency is more important than duration. And I think listeners find this too, that frequent, easy touches help you maintain a relationship better than like, let's get together for a week once a year. Mm. That's good too. But in a lot of ways, frequent, low energy, low effort, but constant help you feel like you're just like in constant touch with someone.
Love that.
All right. Karen writes, for me, it was the idea of the one-sentence journal. I finished my five-year one-sentence journal on October 1st with zero blanks. This is the most consistent journaling of my entire 71 years. I have loved looking back at what I wrote on the same day in the previous years. That's wonderful. And I'll remind people that I have a one-sentence journal. It's for 1 year, but the idea is the same. It's one sentence every day because for a lot of people, you can really keep that up the way Karen did, where no blanks every single day for years on end. So for a lot of people, that one sentence really lets you scratch that itch of wanting to keep a journal, but in a way that's more manageable.
I love it. And it's amazing what one sentence can say.
Yes. You know? It turns out that's a lot.
Okay, Gretch, let's move on to the four tendencies. Many people had favorites related to the four tendencies. I mean, you recently celebrated, I think, the fifth anniversary of the Four Tendencies. I couldn't believe it was only 5 years. To me, this has been with me since birth. So I'm shocked. But it definitely resonates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Catherine says, the Four Tendencies. I'm a questioner and love knowing how my tendency affects how I approach tasks, decisions, etc. Also, I love the yearly list, 22 for 2022. I've been doing one every year since you started them back in 2018. It has helped me take actionable steps toward completing tasks.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah. And then back on the four tendencies, Corinne said, understanding I'm an obliger and what the heck obliger rebellion is, something I've had all my life and never understood. Now, rather than feeling ashamed of it, I can see the signals it is coming and manage it and understand that it is who I am. So that's really wonderful to hear.
Gretch Mary says, as a rebel, I learned to focus on identity. The whole hashtag four tendencies framework is empowering because rather than condemning my rebel nature or resigning myself to self-sabotage, I can celebrate what fuels my sense of meaning. Best practical strategy for me is three great choices rooted in my values.
Oh, that's so great to hear.
Yes.
So if anybody's listening who has not yet taken the quiz and they're thinking, what the heck is upholder, rebel, questioner, obliger, you can go to quiz.gretchenrubin.com. And again, it's been completely revamped as part of my website redesign. Mm. And there's a whole four tendencies hub there. If you want to go deeper in the four tendencies, so I'll post links to that. But it is fun for me that this framework that I am so proud of resonates so deeply with people.
Yes.
Now, Nancy, switching gears, and this is one that I love too, is what resonated for her was using September as the beginning of a new year. So using kind of fall and school and that as the other new year. I love that too.
Liz's favorite is a phrase. The phrase is often things that can be done at any time or done at no time. Now I put all those lingering to-do list things on my calendar.
Oh, yeah.
No, you say that to me often.
I do. Sarah Ann says, for me, it was the idea of a placeholder habit. Like if you can't do the whole thing, you do a part of it as a placeholder. This has helped me keep up habits even in busy seasons and also given me grace on days when I can't quite manage doing, say, all the dishes, but I can wash at least one, etc. Oh, so that's great to hear that struck a chord.
And Claire says, warm hellos and goodbyes. This is something that I probably wouldn't do naturally, so it really helps to have the reminder.
I completely agree. I need the reminder too, because it really does. It just increases that kind of attentive atmosphere, whether it's at home or at work. Holly says, For me, it's doing things to make my future self happy. I never leave dirty dishes in the sink anymore after dinner, no matter how tired I am. I'm so happy in the morning, walking into that clean kitchen.
A lot of people write us about their future selves.
Yes, it's a really, really helpful idea, especially for obligers.
Tracy says, where do I start? Aww. After I read your book, Better Than Before, I went back to school for a master's in social work at 37 years old as a wife and mother to three children who were 4, 6, and 9.
Wow.
Because it's never too late. I am now a medical social worker working in hospice. I learned so much from you. My biggest takeaways: if you slip up, blaming yourself only sets you back. Yeah. We are experts at lying to ourselves and being, quote, better than before, not perfect, is what matters. Oh, that's so nice.
That's so nice.
Congratulations, Tracy, on going back to school. Wow.
Yeah.
Coming up, more favorites from listeners, and we will talk about our own favorites. But first, this break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Okay, more favorite ideas from listeners. Heather says, the idea for her was choose the bigger life. I use this guidance to make big and small choices and have found much increased happiness. My most recent example, we had an opportunity to take a second vacation this year with friends for less than it would ordinarily have cost. It was the week before I went back to school, which is usually reserved for getting all the decks cleared to start the school year. Choose the bigger life. We went and it was a great joy, and the decks were cleared the week before we left. So,
yay. Emily says, one of my favorites is the idea of being light. The mantra, it's easy to be heavy, hard to be light, has revolutionized the way I think and interact with others. Knowing that me being happy and putting that happiness out in the world can make others happy is so intuitive, yet something I never really thought of before hearing it from you.
Oh.
Gretchen, we say that about our dad a lot. He has got a gift for lightness.
Yes, yes, he really does.
Yes. Yeah. So I love that that resonates with Emily.
Lauren writes, the first thing that comes to my mind is the ta-da list. I share this with my clients often. They are often so focused on what didn't get done that it's a powerful reminder to celebrate what you did get to. And sometimes that thing you need to celebrate is a little rest and self-care. True.
Yes. Monica says, lark or owl? I would love to be one of those people who has their running shoes at the foot of the bed, wakes up at the crack of dawn, and gets a run in to start the day. Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
I could force myself to do it a few times, but it would never become a habit because it goes against my nature. I am a true owl. So I schedule my workouts for the afternoon or night, and I'm more consistent. Mm-hmm. Your advice on knowing who you are before you try to build habits has helped me greatly. Thank you.
Wonderful. And here's one that's very, very practical. Jackie says, I love your hack to brush your teeth soon after dinner and prepare for bed early before you get too tired. And she also says, what can be done at any time is often done at no time. So that's what another listener said. So that resonates. But you know, Elizabeth, it strikes me that what's interesting is how often, like, what's a very small idea. Like, a lot of times these are hacks. They're not even try this at homes, but like the very explicit hack. It's the very specific small hack that people point to as something that really actually moved the needle.
Yeah. And I mean, so many of these are things I've also incorporated in my life. And it's like, I don't even think about it. It's just second nature now.
Well, and the thing that was really nice for us to see was that so many people wrote in and said, with just sort of the whole podcast, the atmosphere of the podcast, the purpose of the podcast, to look for ways to actually make our lives happier, healthier, more productive, more creative, you know, more than even any one specific thing. And that was... That was really encouraging to hear because that's what we aim to do. So that was great to see.
Yes. So thank you everyone for these ideas. Love getting these little hits of happiness.
But Elizabeth, before we go, I want to hear, what do you think for you? What are some of the standouts for you personally?
Well, it's funny because hearing all of these, I'm like, no, that one.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. You know, a few I chose was design your summer because I love that idea. And this summer I had my summer of health, which was great for me.
And you did it. You really, you did great.
I tried to really embrace it. And I just love that. It's a very romantic notion to design your summer. Also for me, choose the bigger life. Yeah. As people mentioned, I wouldn't have two corgis now if it weren't for choose the bigger life. That is for
twice.
Sure.
Yes.
You wouldn't bigger have Barnaby either.
No, that's what did it for me because I felt like the pros and cons were so evenly weighed. But then choose the bigger life made it easy.
Yep. And then a couple of whimsical ones, really little things that said I love, Gretch, were write a haiku.
Okay, that was fun.
I find
fun.
That's a great thing, again, to pass the time.
Yeah.
And pick a roller derby name. Not to be confused with pick a Kentucky Derby name. Pick a roller derby name. Mine is Lightning Liz.
I think our original thing was pick a derby name, and we didn't realize that would lead to confusion.
Yes.
Yes, that was funny.
So I'm Lightning Liz. I think you're the Arrow, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the final thing, Gretch, is our book club. Our Happier Book Club has brought me so much happiness. Talking to these authors has been just so much fun. So I love that. And we'll have a new book announcement soon.
Yes.
Okay, Gretch, what about you?
Several people mentioned the 22 for 22 list, which I find really, really fun and gets me to do things that I want to do, but can slide to the bottom of the to-do list year after year. And then also I like the 22 in 22, like the read or the rest, the way we have rest 22 and 22. And we have a great one picked up for 23 and 23. So everybody stay tuned for that. Not gonna give away the suspense, but I like those year-based ones. And along the same lines, I like choose a one-word theme for the year. For me, mine is salt. Yours is step this year. And I find that it's strange, really, how much it seems to...
touch everything.
Yeah, it pervades the year in a really imaginative, interesting way. I like celebrate a minor holiday. I think, again, one that touches on whimsy. We're all about the whimsy. So I like celebrate a minor holiday. I think that's fun. And, you know, one thing for me, because these are sort of I do by myself, are the little happiers that come out on Monday. And these are short. It's just a 2-3 minute story that I'm telling about something that, you know, I found interesting or thought provoking. But of everything that I create, I spend really a lot of time on the little happiers, and I really love them myself as just something that I create. So for me, as part of the overall project of Happier, I really do love doing the littles.
Yes, and I love listening to them.
Yeah.
And Gretch, we want to thank all those completists out there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of you who have listened to every single episode.
Yes.
And not just our mom and dad, but others. It means a lot to us. So thank you so much.
No, it is funny when people are like, I don't know if you've decided whether or not to get a dog. And yeah. I'm like, oh, well, stay tuned on that or whatever. So it is fun. But there is no homework. If you are not a completist or you're just jumping in right now, you're never behind. You're never expected to go back. but we do love the enthusiasm of the completist.
Yes.
So let us know what you have tried, what's worked for you. We are still interested in this. It's always fascinating for us to hear what strikes a chord with people. You can let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And if you want to go to the show notes and go to my brand new redesigned website for the new bits and bobs, it's happiercast.com/400 for everything related to this episode.
And what are the resources for this week?
Okay, so speaking of the 400th episode, if you would like to sign up for the show notes to get the show notes by email, some people like to get them that way, you can go to happiercast.com/show notes and you will just get those in your email. Also, you've heard us say it. Mm-hmm. Here it comes again. We love when people rate and review us. That really does help other people discover the show. People really use rates and reviews when they decide whether to give something a try. And it's very easy to do, but if you haven't done it before, it can be a little bit confusing. So we have an updated page on the new website. And if you go to happiercast.com/rating, it will talk you through that if it's not clear to you exactly what you do. It's not hard, but like all these things, sometimes it's not obvious.
Yeah, and Gretchen, I should mention, you know, this could be a good episode to send to friends if you want to introduce them to the show, because there's a lot of ideas in it.
Yes.
As I said, quick hits of happiness. So feel free to send to a friend.
Yes, just forward to a friend. Yes, forward to four friends.
Yes.
That will be for our 400th episode. We will appreciate that greatly. Now, what are we reading? Elizabeth, what are you reading?
Okay, I just finished O William by Elizabeth Strout.
And I'm reading The Kingdom of Sand by Andrew Halloran. And that's it for this episode of Happier, this 400th episode of Happier. Thanks so much for celebrating this milestone with us. Let us know what you've tried and what worked for you. As I said, we are still interested.
Thank you to our amazing executive producer, Chuck Reed.
Yay,
Chuck is the absolute best.
Yay.
We have worked with Chuck longer than any other producer. He is the definitive Happier producer.
Yes.
He owns that title. So thank you, Chuck, for always being patient, getting rid of all of our O's and ums, and walking us through various technology problems.
Yeah. The honor is mine. Thank you.
Also, thank you to everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram @GretchenRubin, and I'm @LizCraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And as I already said, if you like this show, please do something special in honor of the 400th episode. Rate, review, or forward this episode to a friend.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Gretchen, I totally forgot to say I'm wearing my Onward and Upward t-shirt in honor of our 400th episode.
Oh, and I hadn't even noticed that. Oh, that's amazing. And you're, and you've got your smile necklace on too.
Yes. Things,
you're very good about dressing up or like including things that are suitable for an occasion.
Yes. Yes. I like to do that.
Yeah, I love that. From the Onward Project.